I wanted to just mention that one of the reasons that I love talking to you is because you walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk. She told me what you're doing while you're waiting to get on the radio with me, and I think you should tell everybody.
Well, I have got all of my medical statements from this year spread all over my floor because, you know, being over 50, you have quite a few statements. And I'm adding up what we spent so I can pick a health plan for next year because I'm thinking about making a change, as I think everybody should examine.
You are just, you're just too much. You're,
no, I'm doing it.
You are living the dream, aren't you?
Well, at least I'm walking the walk.
That's, well, okay, that's probably more like it. All right, so you put together this list of 10 things that people should think about as they're transitioning from federal employee to retiree, and I've got the list posted now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Now, I wanted to ask you, though, before we talk about a couple of the things on the list, when should I start to think about these things? I would imagine, you know, 6 months before I want to retire is not a good idea.
Well, I think, yeah, you need to, as you're thinking about when you're going to retire, start thinking about what that transition is going to be like, because that could drive your date of retirement, knowing that you need to have so much money saved up to hold you over during the interim period, and you might want to make some changes to tax withholding. So you really have to give it some thought before you set the date, before you fill out the applications.
Is 5 years too long? Is a year too soon? What kind of mix am I looking at?
Well, what I normally say is that when you're within that five-year window of being eligible to retire, that's normally when I would request my first retirement estimate, find out how much I'm going to have as income after I retire, make sure that it's doable, and then make changes along the way. But then when I'm within a year of really setting the date and for sure retiring, that's when I got to get the forms out and start filling, you know, figuring out what I have to fill out, making those final decisions about things like survivor benefits and continuation of my life insurance and those kind of specific details. So there's an ongoing process starting within that five-year window.
All right, couple things on this list I want to ask about specifically. FEHB and FEGLI will continue automatically, but that's not necessarily the case for dental and vision.
Right. The agencies that you retire from, like if you were working for Department of Labor, for instance, that Human Resources Office would make sure that you qualify to carry your health insurance and your life insurance into retirement, and they would transfer that coverage for you to OPM so that it would just automatically be taken care of. But when you have FedVIP, the Dental and Vision Plan, or if you're in the long-term care insurance plans, those aren't necessarily going to be transferred automatically to retirement. So you need to contact BeneFeds for your dental and vision and long-term care partners for your long-term care insurance just to make sure you don't have any gap in coverage and that you cover those premiums while you're waiting for your retirement to start.
Okay, you mentioned that the agency will do the transfer for you. They'll send the information to OPM. Mm-hmm. But that makes me think the stereotypical view of a federal employee is you go to work at an agency, you work there for however long, and you retire from there. The reality is lots of federal employees don't do it that way. So do I have any responsibility or any need to go back to other agencies that I might have worked for and verify anything? Is there something that could come out of the woodwork and haunt me if I don't have all my ducks in a row?
Well, what you want to make sure of is because your career should have followed you from one agency to the next. So you want to make sure that your current agency, the one you're going to retire from, has all the records of your prior federal service, the dates of service. Make sure you have that last 5 years of federal health insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk with your HR specialist to confirm that so you don't have to necessarily do it yourself. But, you know, find somebody in HR who specializes in retirement and go over those records. That should be part of the retirement counseling if there is still such a thing going on in most agencies that you should be able to receive before you leave.
A couple of things on this list about TSP. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of folks that don't necessarily need to draw out of their TSP the minute they retire. There are some folks that do want to do that. So what kind of time frames or allowances should I be making about my TSP account?
Well, what you have to remember there is that the TSP has to have received notice from your agency that you've been separated off of their payroll. And that usually doesn't happen until about a couple of weeks after you retire. So wait at least, I'd say 30 days before you make any type of withdrawal election from the TSP. And what some people will do is they'll take a partial withdrawal either to transfer that money to an IRA to make it more accessible, or maybe because they need the money while they're in their interim retired status going through that transition. And then later, even sometimes years later, they'll do their full withdrawal and make a monthly election or some other type of election from their TSP.
When do I have to take money, start taking withdrawals from my TSP account?
Well, like any tax-deferred savings plan, whether it's an IRA, the TSP, a 401k, there's a rule in the tax code that says you have to begin making withdrawals by April 1st of the year after you turn 70 and a half. Now, if that isn't convoluted, I don't know what is, but that's the rule. And then for those employees who work beyond age 70 and a half, then they have to make their withdrawal April 1st of the year following their retirement. So you don't have to withdraw if you're still working.
70 and a quarter years was probably just not quite long enough to suit Congress, I guess.
Some congressman must have been 70 and didn't want to take his money out.
That's probably what it was if we went back and looked at it.
Who knows?
All right. And the other issue is something that I actually just brushed up on mine and my wife's packages over the weekend, beneficiary forms. What do I need to think about there?
Well, just keep in mind that your beneficiary designations that are in your personnel folder as employees, most of those will follow you into retirement. You want to make sure you keep those current so the right person gets the money if you're not here. And those would include your beneficiary designation for retirement, whether it's CSRS or FERS, the one for your Thrift Savings Plan account that is filed with the Thrift, and it'll stay there, so you just need to keep that up to date. And then also the one for your life insurance, FEGLI, and you need to make sure that stays current because that'll go right to OPM after you retire.